Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Julie Gothy. I had called a little while ago, about maybe a half hour ago, and it was about a membership that I was unaware that I had been misled. And the girl I was speaking with said that she could get me a 60% refund if I used her employee benefit or employee something.
Family and friends discount?
Yeah, employee discount.
And
while we're on the phone, can you verify? Because I was misled. So I want to make sure that this account has been canceled. And then also, if I agree to take the 60%, is that that's not a contract. That's just a refund. That's not signing me up for reoccurring payments or anything.
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
53074.
And your first and last name?
My first name is Julie. My last name, and I'll go over it with you phonetically, is G. George. O. Oscar, S. Sam, S. Sam, E. Edward.
Can you verify your address?
1383 Elm Court, Port Washington, 53074.
One moment.
Thank you.
No problem. Yes, ma'am, it does show that your account is already canceled where you're no longer getting billed any further.
Okay. She also said she was going to document the record with the refund amount. Do you see that information?
One moment. Bear me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, bear me one moment if you don't mind, ma'am. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I am reading the notes from the last call that you was on, and it does show that a dispute was mentioned. And did you file a dispute, ma'am, on these charges?
No, I called my bank, and there was not. All I can do is they can't help me out. So, like she said, she was very informative. She told me that the bank wouldn't be able to help me, and that's true. They cannot help me out. So, I don't know. Do I have the option of still taking that 60% refund? And once again, if I do, does that commit me to anything? If there will be no monthly reoccurring payments?
Since your account is already canceled, anything from here on out is just, well, nothing more is reoccurring since your account is already canceled. But
Okay, but if I, okay.
what I can do for you to get your refund is 75% of that amount, ma'am. And no, it's
Oh
no
my
more
goodness.
reoccurring charges, ma'am.
And I'm not signing up for anything. And is there any way you can email me something with this information? Because she said that they had emailed me and I had never received an email. I checked everything. I went through my phone, my spam, my deleted, everything. And I never received an email. So I just want to make sure because I really feel like I was taken advantage of. I didn't know what I was. I honestly, it was when I was looking at my Home Depot stuff, it was at the bottom when I was scrolling down and I clicked on it and I thought, wow, this is too good to be true. But yeah, I didn't know I was signing up for a club, but I guess that's what she said I was doing. So
Yes, ma'am. And I'm not. One moment. Bear me one moment.
okay, thank you.
Okay, and I'm not really sure. You should be receiving an email once that refund is processed, ma'am.
Pardon?
You should be receiving an email once that refund is processed, but what I can give you is a cancellation number.
Can you verify that cancellation number?
Oh, did they already give you one?
Yeah, I just want to confirm it's the same one.
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlotte, 258-287-077.
No, the number she gave me was K King C Charlie 021.
Because the company you did get in touch with is a different company from us. But this is the confirmation number for the order that you for the $49.97 order.
Yeah.
So
So the order you just gave is that cancellation number again?
C as in Charlie 258-287-077. That's it, man.
Okay. So C, Charlie, 258-287-077.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And that's the cancellation number or the refund?
That's your cancellation number. And I'm about to get that 75% refund process for you right now, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Lay down.
Yes, ma'am, and that refund should be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You should be receiving the email shortly.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and if that's everything.
And was there, I'm going to receive an email, or do you have a confirmation number for the refund?
I just really gave you a cancellation number to verify that your account is canceled. You're not getting billed any further.
Okay. I got that number. I don't know. I thought you said something about a confirmation number for the refund, but maybe I misunderstood you.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Maybe I misunderstood you. I thought you said something about a confirmation number for the refund.
No, I said, I'm sorry. I said, once I get that refund process, you should be receiving an email shortly verifying that you're getting refunded. But I'm not really sure. I think so, though, ma'am.
What do you mean you're not really sure?
Because on the email, because we're really not in control over sending the emails.
Okay. Do you have my email address? Can we verify that, please?
Yes, ma'am. jgoss@sbcglobal.net.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said your name was Romeo?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, if I really appreciate your help. I hope everything goes smoothly and you have a great weekend. But once again, thank you so much for helping me.
Yes, ma'am. It is no problem, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great weekend also, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.